Chala Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalid. Here we start with the words kayotzibo, which means the same kind of principles apply in another area of halacha. In this case here, we're going to really say the same idea that we learned a moment ago in the previous Mishnah about chala, that it's obligated at a certain moment of truth, Gilgul, and prior to that not, after that not. It's just that moment where everything depends upon. So there's a similar stage when it comes to other tithing, trumas and maaseres. It's also a moment of truth. And similarly, if it's not your dagon, your grain, etc., as the pasuk demands, meaning it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, it'll be exempt from tithing. Now, if you recall, we've learned maaseres and trumas already. There are two stages that are significant. There's what's typically called onas maaseres, which means the earliest stage, the fruit is edible. The beginning of Maseches Maaseres laid out the actual stage of development for different kinds of fruits, almond grains, etc. And then there's Gemar Malacha, which is the finishing of the processing, like in the example of grains, it's Meruach HaKri, smoothing the pile out, whatever it takes to finish the processing of the food, making it ready for storage or eating or sale. At that point, the firm obligation to tithe has kicked in, and that's it. Now, those are two different stages, Onas HaMaaseres and Gemar Malacha. In this Mishnah, we use the terms interchangeably, which is a bit confusing. And therefore, some Rishonim learn that the stage we're referring to in this Mishnah, even though we talk about Onas HaMaaseres and Gemar Malacha, we're talking about Nigmaru, we refer to, some learn it means the first stage of Onas HaMaaseres, meaning the state, a third of its fully edibleness, the threshold of edibility. And others, most learn that we're talking about the Gemar Malacha stage, the finishing of processing, and even when it says Onas HaMaaseres, although usually in other Mishnayos, Onas HaMaaseres refers to that threshold of edibility, the third of growth, etc. In this Mishnah, Onas HaMaaseres, which literally means the time of tithing, is referring actually to Gemar Malacha. So which it is a Machlokas Rishonim, but it didn't come out the same, that there's that same moment, that one moment of truth, and if the fruits or vegetables or grain is owned by the Beis HaMikdash at that moment of truth, let's call it Gemar Malacha, as most do, then the food will forever be exempt from tithing. And if at the Gemar Malacha it's owned privately, then it's obligated in tithing, whether or not it had previously or subsequently be owned by the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what the Mishnah says. Inside it says, Kayotzibo. The same kind of principles apply as the previous Mishnah. Hamaktish Perosav, if a person consecrates his produce, let's say his grain, giving it to the Beis HaMikdash as hektish, ad shlo bo l'onos HaMaaseres, prior to reaching that moment of truth, the stage of tithing, which let's translate here as Gemar Malacha, meaning prior to smoothing the pile if it's grain, etc., then upada'an, and then he redeems it back from the Beis HaMikdash, all prior to the Gemar Malacha. So when he does Gemar Malacha, finishing the processing of this produce, it will now be the moment of truth will kick in of Gemar Malacha. Then Chayavin, the fact that the food is obligated in Trumas HaMaaseres, the fact that it had at some point been owned by the Beis HaMikdash is irrelevant. And similarly, Umishabola Onos HaMaaseres, if the fruit already had their Gemar Malacha occur to them, meaning it's passed through the stage of Gemar Malacha, and then Ufa Da'an, and then he redeems it back. Well, since the Chiyav kicked in already, Chayav, and they remain Chayav and Trumas HaMaaseres, even though there was a time when the Beis HaMikdash owned this produce, it doesn't matter, because the obligation had kicked in already at that moment of truth back at Gemar Malacha. However, Hikdishan Ad Shlo Nigmaru, if a person consecrated his produce, giving to the Beis HaMikdash prior to the Gemar Malacha, the Gamran HaGizbar, and then the functionary of the Beis HaMikdash does the finishing stage of production, let's say smooths out the pile if it's grain. So now that would have been the moment of truth. That's when the Chiyav of Trumas HaMaaseres kicked in, but it won't kick in because it's not your grain, it's the Beis HaMikdash's grain. V'achar kach padan, and then after the Gemar Malacha, the private individual goes and redeems back the grain from the Beis HaMikdash, deconsecrating it. Well, paturin, the grain or whatever the produce is, remains exempt from Trumas HaMaaseres, shebishas chovasan, because of the moment of truth when it would have kicked in at Gemar Malacha, hayu paturin. They were in a stage of exemption because they were not privately owned.